Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel supports the passage of the Conscience Protection Act, which was recently passed by the House and now moves on to the Senate. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BobWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. The House of Representatives, Matt, passed by a vote of 245 to 182. Just recently, the proposed law called the Conscience Protection Act. It protects health care providers and professionals, entitles them to entities also in health insurance plans from government discrimination if they decline to participate in abortions. This is so critically important, especially after the Supreme Court declined to hear the case involving the family-owned pharmacist and the pharmacists that were complaining that they didn't want to have to prescribe or have to dispense, I should say, so-called emergency contraception, which is abortion-inducing drugs and devices there. And the Supreme Court declined to hear that. So this particular Conscience Protection Act would come in to help those kinds of individuals who refuse to participate in abortion.
And what's a shame here is that clearly this Conscience Protection Act should be unnecessary. I mean, the First Amendment protects individuals from not being forced to violate their conscience and participate in abortions or fund abortion and so forth. But the Conscience Protection Act would bar, as you mentioned, state and local governments from penalizing the objectors by making it clear that they have a right of conscience without violating their sincerely held beliefs. And it was the chief sponsor, Tennessee Rep. Diane Black, and it was drafted by Louisiana Rep. John Fleming, and it was in response to this California mandate and other, frankly, the Obama administration with, you know, the HHS and with Obamacare, that we know that they are already using it to try to fund Planned Parenthood and abortions on the backs of taxpayers who, in violation of their conscience. So this is a critical piece of legislation.
You know, we're always horrified when we talk about the Holocaust. But here we have over 3,000 babies are aborted every day in the U.S., every day. So you talk about human genocide. We've got to protect our healthcare providers who do not want to participate in this human genocide.
Yeah, so this protects healthcare providers and professionals. So it would be doctors, nurses, support staff, could be pharmacists, entities, and health insurance plans. Right. So in California, for example, the state of California has passed regulation that says that insurance companies have to provide coverage for elective abortions. This also includes churches. So churches in California, in order to insure their employees and staff, they have to have in their insurance policies abortion coverage. Now, if they object, it's the insurance companies that are going to be tagged with a fine, a penalty in California. So the insurance companies are going to include it, whether you want it in there or not. So the only choice then is for these churches to just not have insurance coverage at all. So they have to choose between having no insurance coverage for general medical conditions or insurance company coverage that covers the taking of innocent human life. That's their choice. So this particular law covers that issue. It also addresses the situation with the pharmacist. We heard a few weeks ago how the Supreme Court decided not to hear the case involving the pharmacist. Those were pharmacists who did not want to dispense abortion-inducing drugs to take the life of unborn children. And if you wanted those kinds of drugs, you could have gotten them within a couple of minutes of this particular pharmacy, because the record showed that there was all kinds of pharmacies in the nearby area. It wasn't like you needed to get it from that pharmacy. You could have gone a block or two to get it from another pharmacy. But no, the abortionists wanted these Christians, these pro-life individuals, to give them the abortion-inducing drugs rather than going a block or two down the road.
And
the Supreme Court decided not to get involved in that case and allow that horrible decision to stand. So this particular law protects that as well. Pharmacists who don't want to dispense abortion-inducing drugs or devices, healthcare providers that don't want to participate in abortion, and insurance companies or insurance plans that don't want to have abortion coverage, this would give them that cover. This has now passed the House, Matt, but now it moves on to the Senate. And we need to obviously keep everyone apprised of this because it's very critical that it passes in the Senate and then moves on for a final signature. And we'll do that through our Washington, D.C. office to make sure that we continue to monitor this particular law.
And this particular law and similar such conscience protection acts and religious freedom restoration acts at the state level around the country, unfortunately, have become necessary because not as an act of offense. It's amazing to watch how the left flips things upside down and couches it as, oh, these are anti-choice laws or these are anti-LGBT laws. Nonsense. This takes nothing away from anybody's so-called choice or their so-called their gay rights, supposedly. What it does, it is an act of defense. It is a necessary defensive act to protect Christians against a systemic, systematic, organized, intentional campaign by the secular left to take away religious freedom and to force everyone to participate in their new normal and their new their pagan demands that we participate with them in killing children and putting a stamp of approval on sexual immorality.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking that we even have to draft this kind of legislation in this day and time. But we do need to be praying. I mean, really praying that these kind of bills are enacted, that the Senate will pass this, that the governor will pass this, and choose life.
You know, currently, if a healthcare provider, including insurance companies or insurance plans, refuse to provide abortion, the only recourse that you have is to file a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights at the Department of Health and Human Services. Good luck there, because with the current administration, they're going to just simply table it. And in fact, that's what's happened. The issue in California, we actually have a lawsuit pending in California on behalf of crisis pregnancy centers and others that are facing this kind of reality there in California. And it takes months for these kinds of things to work their way through. But you have no one there that will listen to you in Washington, D.C. under this administration because they're so radically adhering to a death mentality. So this particular Conscience Protection Act provides a right of action for victims of discrimination. So it provides the fact that if you want to have your conscience protected and you're not getting that protection, then you have a cause of action against that insurance company, against the state, against the government, whatever it might be, that is trying to trample your religious freedom. You know, Matt, religious freedom is the foundational reason why this country was founded in the first place.
Yeah, and it has become the civil rights struggle of our time. Religious liberty and the attacks on religious liberty, as it was when the tyrant King George was in power. Now we have a tyrant named Barack Obama and a secular progressive left that is in tow, pushing his agenda. So now, once again, religious liberty is the civil rights issue of our time. That, you know, hundreds of years ago, they fought a revolutionary war over it. Right now, we're fighting a revolution of ideology over this.
Well, Matt, you just wrote a book called Hating Jesus. It has a subtitle as well, and we want to make that available to our listeners. Tell us in a few moments what that book is about.
Yeah, the title is Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It addresses in detail all of these issues that we've been hitting on today and in subsequent episodes of Faith and Freedom.
And that really is a theme that goes through the entire book. The left's attempt to override and literally destroy Judeo-Christian values. The book is Hating Jesus. It's Matt Barber's book. Just came hot off the press. You can get a copy of that by calling Liberty Council, 407-875-1776, or you can go to our website, lc.org, and it's on the online store. Just click on the online store, and you can order the brand new book, just released by Matt Barber called Hating Jesus. And it's a book that you'll want to read. Go to lc.org for more information. You can also sign up to receive our newsletters right there on the LC website, our emails, and much more. Again, stand for our faith in freedom. Together, we can make a difference. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged and get involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.